Ain't you glad that he loves you?
Yes, sir.
There ain't another reason that you're here.
That's right,
it's not your power. It's not your money. It's not your looks.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
It's not your brains.
Yeah, right.
Just simply that he loves you. That's all.
Yeah,
amen.
Yes,
because of his love. Paul said you can't get around it. Said you can't get over it, you can't get under it. He said, how shall we escape? Woo! Thank God. He loves us tonight. Take your Bible, turn. Thank you, Brother Todd. Turn with me to Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. Tonight, I want to talk about prayer just a little bit. I try to preach on prayer on Wednesday night just every so often. And I think it ought to be hit time and time and time again. Somebody said, how much can you say about prayer? Evidently not enough. If we had said enough about prayer, maybe our prayer lives would be a little better than what they are.
Amen.
So I like to encourage us. We call Wednesday night our prayer meeting, and we have our prayer sheet with all the prayer requests. How many of you have ever written a request on this sheet? Raise your hand. That's just about everybody in the room. So have I. We've all put requests on this sheet. Let me ask you another question. How many of you would like to scratch that one off? Come on. The only thing greater than prayer itself is answered prayer.
Amen.
Let me say that again. I just like the way it's felt. The only thing greater than prayer itself is answered prayer. Amen. I'm telling you, the more prayer I see answered, the more I want to pray.
Right.
Tonight, for a few minutes, I want to talk about prayer improvement.
Amen.
Prayer improvement.
Amen.
I believe everybody in here prays to some extent. I believe that. I believe all our people pray to some extent.
Amen.
If it's only when you come to the altar, when you're at church, I'm glad you do at least that.
Right.
I believe everybody prays to some extent. I believe we're blessed to have some, what I would call, a prayer warrior. There used to be many in the old days. The churches were full of what we referred to as prayer warriors. People who had a gift of prayer. Is it okay to say that? I just believe some people can get hold of God where other people can't.
Amen.
We had prayer warriors. I'd like to have some more prayer warriors.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Brother Warren introduced me several years ago to his, it's your sister's father-in-law. Did I get that right? This guy's name is Dave Arnold. He was a missionary in South Africa for years and years and years, and then his son and Brother Warren's daughter, Brother Warren's sister was. But that man is what I would call a prayer warrior. He's one of those people who can go to battle for you in prayer.
Amen,
now let me just preface the message by saying this. Sometimes prayer is war.
Yes.
Would you agree with that? It's not all, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. You better have that settled before you go to bed.
Amen.
Amen. That prayer's not even doctrinally right. Sometimes prayer is a battle. Can I prove it to you? If the devil's going to put something crazy in your mind, when's he most likely to do it? While you're praying. Have you ever been praying and something enters your mind and you think, why did I even think that? 3 times the devil will mess with your head the worst. While you're praying, while you're reading your Bible, and while you're hearing preaching. 3 times. Prayer is a battle. It is spiritual warfare is what it is. Amen? So what we need is some prayer warriors. Not just people who are faithful to pray, but some people who will go to battle on behalf of others. Our bus children need prayer warriors. Our teenagers need prayer warriors. Do you know how many times they are telling me that now, even in elementary school, children are being offered methamphetamines? in elementary school. You know what they're doing with drugs? Brother Todd might, or Daniel, one of y'all can help me if you know, but I think they're disguising it as, is it Skittles? Some kind of candy. I believe it's Skittles. And they're marketing the meth or the drugs, whatever kind of drugs it is, they're marketing it to little kids. What are you saying? I'm saying this world is wicked.
Yeah. Amen.
I think the devil is having a field day.
Amen.
I believe he's got more freedom than he's ever had in America. I know he does. He has more liberty in America tonight than he has ever, ever had. There was a day in America when God-fearing, God-loving, Bible-believing people would put their foot down and say, no, not on our watch.
Yeah.
Amen. But now everything's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Sir, if you want to kiss a boy, it's okay with the government, but it ain't okay with this book.
Yeah.
Amen. If you want to have adultery and cheat on your spouse, it's okay with this world, but it ain't okay with this book.
Amen.
Amen. We need some prayer warriors. Now, I'm getting hung up here, but we need some prayer warriors that'll fight for our marriages in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. When your marriage is about to fly apart, it is an all-out attack of Satan. Amen. We need some prayer warriors, man.
Amen.
I mean, man, if you ever went to prayer, Brother Warren, maybe understand what I'm talking about, Brother Charles and Brother Freddie, you feel like you need to suit up? Because you're about to do some serious battle.
Amen.
Amen. Every now and then, we'll take someone who has an affliction. We'll go back in my office and I'll get the men, the elders of the church, and we'll anoint them with oil according to James chapter number 5, and we'll pray for them. I take that serious.
Amen.
We're not just praying for them. We're fighting on their behalf.
Amen.
When we think about improving our prayer life, here's where our mind goes. And say amen if you agree with me, because I'm just telling you the way I think, and I figure I think about like everybody else does. When we think about, boy, I need to improve my prayer life, here's what you're thinking. I need to pray more. And I need to pray longer. And I need to learn how to pray better. Let me tell you something. To improve our prayer is not improving the length of our prayer. Now, we are to improve on the amount. We ought to pray every day. The Bible says pray without ceasing. But what we really need to improve on is not so much the quality of how impressive our prayer sounds to others. Do you know what impresses God? A sincere heart. A sincere heart that doesn't pray eloquently. You don't have to be eloquent to get hold of God. It's not what you say, and it's not how you say it, but it's why you say it.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Amen.
To improve our prayer life, the very first thing we'll have to prove on is our heart.
Amen.
And we're going to talk about that just a little bit tonight. Amen. Amen. I would like to have a more effective prayer life.
Amen.
I'd like to be one of those people that when I pray, heaven says, huh? Amen. I want to have an audience with God this fast. How about you? When Shane called me today when Katie woke up and said she was going crazy and they couldn't calm her down, I want to be able to get on my knees right then and say, God, help that little girl. Lord, she needs you now. Amen. Sometimes we can pray prayers and we can expect a delayed answer, but sometimes we need immediate action. I mean, we need a right now God every now and then.
Yes, sir.
I know God's timing is important, but sometimes we need God to move now.
Yes, sir.
When your son's in a coma, you need God now.
Yes.
When your daughter's got cancer, you need God now. When somebody's been in a bad accident, you need God now. You ain't got time for revival. You ain't got time for repentance. You ain't got time to get your life cleaned up. You need to be able to get God right then. Amen. And I'm afraid there are not many left in our churches across this country who can do that right now prayer effectively. Amen. Got a little quiet. That's okay. I hope you're thinking. We need to improve some areas of our prayer life. We need to cause or work it to where our desires are His desire. I've said this for years, and I'm going to say it one more time in case you're new. I'll tell you the secret to getting everything you want.
Amen, brother.
Everything you want. All you got to do is want what He wants. That's easy to say. It's different to do. Amen. How many of you have ever prayed foolishly? Come on, be honest. Foolishly. Foolishly. Lord, if you'll let a 10-point buck walk by here, I'll hand out more tracts. Come on. Making deals with God. Lord, if you'll take care of this, I'll never do this. Hey, man, God ain't in. He ain't. What's his name? Bob Barker. He ain't Bob Barker. He ain't playing. Let's make a deal. Amen. Our attitude more to be, God, I'm going to serve you regardless. But if you could, this sure would be a blessing. Amen. We've got to get to the place where our desires are His desires. What if God answered every prayer you ever prayed? There'd be some dead people. Brother Freddie said, in this room. Now, you're probably right. Yeah. Yeah, Shelly'd have probably had you knocked off a long time ago. Anyway, she said no. She's shaking her head, bro. That's good. Seriously, you ever prayed God kill somebody? You don't have to be honest if you don't want to. Some of y'all are absolutely blushing. I really have. I prayed God to kill them or to give me liberty to do it myself. You better be glad He hadn't answered every prayer. Some of those foolish things you've prayed for would have ruined your life. Amen. Some of you boys praying for that little hottie in school. 30 years from now, when you see her at Walmart, you'll be thanking God He didn't give her to you. Amen. I just had to throw that one in. Colossians chapter number 3. Look with me at verse number 1. Where the Bible says, if ye then be risen with Christ. Now, you understand that statement, right? If ye then being risen with Christ. You know what that means? Come on, talk to me. It means to be saved. Amen. According to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1, ye who were dead in trespasses of sin, you have been raised again. You've got new life in Christ. Amen. If ye then, being risen with Christ, seek those things which are, come on, talk to me,
above
where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. That's kind of like where Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you.
Yes,
amen. In other words, we've got to get to the place where our desires are His desires.
Yes,
let me explain that. How can I learn to want what Jesus wants? Love Him.
Yes.
Love Him. Tomorrow night, if my wife is better, she's very ill feeling right now. She's at home in the bed. Listen to me carefully. If she feels better, tomorrow night we have a date.
Amen,
brother. Well, we do that every week. We have a date.
Amen.
We have the same conversation every date night. Where you want to go? Oh, whatever you want. No, we're going where you want tonight. Well, I want to go where you want to go. I mean, it's almost aggravating, ain't it? Talk to me, guys. It is almost aggravating. Especially when you give in and say, okay, Red Lobster. Oh, I was thinking Chili's. I'm preaching now, ain't I? But seriously, we get in the car and it'll happen tomorrow night. I'm telling you, sure as I live. Where do you want to go? Whatever you want, baby, is fine with me. And you know what? It really is. It really, really is. I'm not a food freak. It doesn't matter to me as long as it makes you full. I'd soon go to Taco Bell. Eat that dog food, man. It don't. That's what they say the greater that meat is. I mean, it just, you know, I don't care. I want whatever she wants. Why? Because I love her and I want to please her and I want to bring joy to her. In turn, she says the same thing. I'll say, I know you want to go to Red Lobster. Yeah, but I know deep down you really want a steak. You know? And we're both sincere because we love each other. And when you love Jesus like you ought to love Jesus, you'll want what He wants. His will really be all that matters. Lord, whatever you want. Whatever you want. When it comes to making decisions in your life, Lord, whatever you want. Lord, whatever will please you, that's really what I want. You okay tonight? Now, bro, that's a hard place to get spiritually. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you're greedy. Now, I got three fingers pointing back this way too, so don't worry. Let me rephrase that. We're greedy. I've prayed, God, if you really love me, I'd have a 69 Camaro. See one going down the road and get mad. Lord, that guy don't love you. We're greedy. Amen. We're selfish.
Yes, sir.
That's why we pray more for ourselves than we do other people.
Amen. That's good.
Amen. Do you know why you wouldn't really pray for God's perfect will? Because you don't want it.
That's the truth.
You really don't want it. Why? It might interfere. Might keep you from deer hunting every Saturday. It might keep you from the flea market. The perfect will of God. The perfect will of God may make you go apologize to somebody. Oh God, we want your will. Do you really? I'm afraid if you wanted it, you'd have it. Amen. These people preach or pray, I find God's will. If you was really hunting it,
yes.
If you really wanted to know, He'd tell you. He's a good God.
Amen.
He's a really good God. I thought I was dead level serious with the Lord when I prayed that night at White Oak and said, God, here I am. Send me. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want, God, I don't care. I'll do it. God said, okay, preach. I didn't mean that. I mean, I was serious. I literally thought, I almost got out of church. I thought I could show God He didn't want me to preach. I did not want that. Little did I know, He was trying to give me what would be the most fulfilling thing in my life. Once I gave in and once I did it, I said, yes, God, let me do it again. Lord, let me do it again and again and again and again and again and again. Somebody said, why do you preach so much? I like it.
Yeah.
I think that's why He lets me do it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sure ain't because I'm good at it. He just lets me do it. Amen. I believe the Lord says, I believe that boy likes to preach. Let her rip, son.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe he nudges these pastors across the country. And when they're going through it, I do the same thing. It's coming up springtime. We need to have a revival. Lord, who do you want me to have? Who do you want me to have? I believe the Lord nudges them old boys to call old Eddie. Yeah, but I've had him so many times. I want to get somebody new. Call Eddie. He wants to preach. Amen. We need to make our desires line up. Look at 1 John chapter number 5. First John, that's in the back of your Bible. I ain't talking about the Gospel of John. First John chapter number 5. Hit Revelations and go back to your left. First John chapter number 5. Look at verse number 14. I wonder, could we honestly say, I believe I desire the same thing God does for my life, for my family? What if God's desire for you was the Ivory Coast, eating monkey meat every night on the mission field? What if that was really His desire? What if His desire was you was never be in any kind of spotlight? You're just a behind-the-scenes person that helped get things done for the honor and glory of God. You didn't really get to shine. Nobody ever pats you on the back. You never got a title or a position. God just really desired for you to be faithful. Would you be okay with that? Think about it. Look at verse number 14. The Lord said, and this is the confidence that we have in Him. I like that. We ought to be confident in our praying. That if we ask anything, if we ask what, y'all help me.
Anything.
Oh, wait a minute. There's something coming after that. According to what?
His will,
He heareth us. Wow. If we ask anything according to His will. I'm glad that safeguard's in there. Aren't you? Because I've sure asked some things that weren't, Brother Freddie, according to His will. I don't mean as a baby Christian. I'm talking about this week. There's no telling how many times I've prayed and asked amiss. Prayed the wrong thing. Amen. So what we got to do is pray according to His will. I believe it's His will that our church have a bus ministry. I don't think, Brother Charles, every church has to have a bus ministry. I've heard people preach, oh, that church is wicked. They don't even have a bus ministry. It's not supposed to. This one is. I'll never forget when Brother Paul Fields and I went and bought that first bus. God was just all over it. He was just all over it. He supplied the money. He supplied the help, the people. And we started seeing people saved. Right now, we're a bus down. We've got workers that are discouraged. We okay tonight? Our bus ministry is going in the wrong direction. Why? Somebody ain't wanting what he wants. We got to want what he wants. Our Sunday school is down. Somebody ain't wanting what he wants. He wants your class full. Do you? You say, well, maybe it's not God's will for me to have a big class. You're outside your head. You are. You're smoking something. If we lived in the coal mining hills of Kentucky and the population was 50, yeah, you might be God's will for you to have a little bitty Sunday school class. But that ain't where we live. We live where there's thousands and thousands of people dying and going to hell all around us. Amen. According to His will. We need to improve our prayer life by simply getting on the same page with God. Have you ever been praying and all of a sudden you hit something and you feel like, I don't even know how to explain it, but you feel like, that sounded good. That felt good. Maybe you just finally got in tune with God. And God says, there you go. That's according to my will. Lord, please help me to be more bolder when I witness. God says, okay. that's what you really want, I will. God help me to be more effective. Do y'all believe some people can win people to Christ better than others? Some people have a gift for that. Brother, my mind just left me. James Bailey. Thank you, Brother Thomas. Brother James Bailey, by the way, was a bus kid's parent. Barbara Baker, I believe, and Linda. Was that who it was? Agitated that man for 5 years. They finally got him to come 2 Sundays in a row. Second Sunday, him and his wife both came right there and got saved. That man, not 6 months later, I'm talking about next week, become one of the greatest soul winners I've ever seen and still is today. He's had a gift. Brother Williams, Brother Tony, when he was in church, Tony was an awesome soul winner. He had a gift. Amen. Have you ever prayed and asked God for that? If you really want it, He'll give it to you. Amen. Let's get on the same page with God. Lord, I really have a burden for my Sunday school class. Uh-huh, okay, I've been waiting on you to get one. All right, now let's see what we can get done together. When you and God's a team, there ain't nothing you can't accomplish. Amen. But the team's got to come in the huddle every now and then and find out what the play is. Amen. Man, if they don't have no huddle and the quarterback don't call a play and they hike the ball, nobody knows which way to go, who's running, who's catching. Y'all follow me? Yes, sir. We got to get on the same page with God. We got to get in tune with God. Amen. Amen. So number one, and this is getting longer than I ever thought it would be, our desires must be His desires. Number two, our doubts must be removed. Our doubts must be removed. Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. We still okay? Yes. Hebrews chapter number 12. Now, I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth. Even when you doubt, don't stop praying. I told you Sunday, and I could not believe I let that come out of my mouth. But I did actually plan what I would say and preach at Ashley Hawford's funeral. I did. Why? I had doubt. After a period of time, God gave me something, and I didn't. I had peace about it. But when it first all hit, I had doubts. Did I still pray for healing? Multiple times every day. So I'm not saying if you have doubt, don't even pray. No, keep praying. Keep praying. Hey, make that part of your prayer. God, help me not to doubt you. Lord, I'm in the flesh right now, and I don't see how this is possible, but I know with God all things are possible. So, Lord, help me not to doubt. Help me to trust. Help me to have faith. But let's do our best to remove our doubts. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1, wherefore, seeing we are also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. What could that weight be? You say, oh, it's all a sin. No, he mentions that next. Maybe we need to lay doubt aside. When Levi was little, he thought I was the strongest man in the world. He did. He stood, this before all them seatbelt laws, he'd stand up in the center of my truck seat right there by me, put his arm over my shoulder like that while I'd drive. He'd pat my shoulder. He'd say, you're the strongest man in the world, ain't you, Daddy? I'd say, I sure am. He said, can you pick up your house? I said, if I wanted to. Amen. I wasn't going to disappoint my son. Amen. He really believed that with all his heart. He believed there was nothing his daddy couldn't do. Why can't we find in our heart a real childlike faith in our God?
Amen.
Now, as he grew older and realized his daddy was human, I'm sure he was let down. But you know, with God, I've never been let down, not one time. I've never been, woo! I've never been discouraged. I've never been disappointed in what God can do. Why? With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
They ain't nothing. And I know that ain't good English, but they ain't nothing he can't do.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And the more I see him do, the more confidence I've got. Let us lay aside every weight. God, I know you can do this. God, there's no doubt in my mind this is a situation for you. I love Genesis 22, Isaac, Abraham, 22? Yeah. They going upside that hill. And old Isaac looked at his daddy and said, Daddy, we got the fire, we got the wood, but where's the lamb? He said, my son, God. He could have stopped right there. That would have been a sufficient answer.
Yes, bro.
What he said is, son, here's a situation for God.
Yeah.
Or son, here's a God for our situation.
Yeah.
Could go either way. Amen?
Yeah.
We need to go to God with that kind of faith and say, God, this is a God-sized problem. This is beyond us. This is beyond our knowledge. This is beyond our ability. God, this is in your place. God, we can't do this, but you can. I've been praying for 12 years. God, we can't afford this place, but you can. Lord, where's that check? Lord, we go to the mailbox every day. God's still waiting. We're still looking. We're still believing.
Amen.
Have I had periods of doubt? Got discouraged. When Tom says, brother, we need to talk. I know it ain't about Miss Bunzeline. I know it's going to involve decimal points.
Yeah. Amen.
So God, where's it at?
Amen.
They're telling us our bills are late. Lord, you're late. Amen. I don't doubt him one bit. I don't doubt him one bit. Let's do our best to remove the doubt. He said, laying aside every weight. He didn't stop there. He said, every weight and the sin. 1 Timothy 2:8 talks about holy hands without wrath and doubting. Wow. I believe to improve our prayer life, we need a clean heart. And we need clean hands. Are our hands clean? You go in the hospitals, everywhere you look, there's those things. Squirts that foam, sanitizers. Squirts that foam. They got signs on the doors now. Foam in, foam out. You know what that means? I remember when Donna was so sick. Where's she at? I see her right there behind Roger. I mean, this girl about died. Probably should have. But we got a God who's bigger than the swine flu. Amen. Before we went in, we had to clean them hands. Before we come out, you know what we had to do? We had to put on masks, didn't we, Brother Clint? We had to dress up. We looked like doctors. We had to put the mask on, things over your head. I mean, buddy, you had to cover up.
Amen.
Why? They didn't want us bringing nothing in, but they also didn't want us bringing nothing out. When people are in the hospital and they're that sick, their immune systems are so weak, they don't want you infecting them with something else. So you got to have clean hands. Amen. The Bible said our sins and our iniquities have separated between us and our God.
Amen.
To have an effective prayer life, we need a clean life.
Right,
a clean life. You know what that involves? Now today, before I came to church, I went in the house, I took a shower, I shaved, I put on deodorant, I put on aftershave, I brushed my teeth, I got clean. Why? To present myself to you.
God ain't really concerned whether or not my hair's greasy or I got a hat circle around my head. Whether or not I've shaved today. The Bible said man looketh on the outward part. But God looketh on the heart. He said you've cleaned the outside of the cup and the platter, but the inside is full of sin and deceit. He said you're like whitened sepulchers. That's a graveyard, a tomb. He said the outside's all fixed up and pretty, but the inside's full of dead men's bones. How many of you have a need?
Amen, brother.
Is it big enough or worth enough to repent over?
Amen.
Don't hear that word repentance much anymore. That goes a step beyond confession. Somebody said confession's good for the soul. If you're confessing in the right place, it is. But after confession, there needs to be a turning.
Yes, right.
Many of you confess the same sin more than once.
Amen.
Twice,
amen.
Thrice, four times, five times. Uh-huh. Amen. We like that old dog returning to its vomit, right?
Yeah.
What do you do, preacher? Keep confessing it till you get victory over it.
That's right.
But there's got to be at least an effort on your part to turn from what you're confessing. Amen. We okay? He said, lay aside every weight. Let's remove the doubt. Let's remove whatever's in our heart. I know when we talk about sin, we're thinking about drugs, alcohol, we're thinking about pornography, we're thinking about all these things. What about bitterness?
Yeah.
What about malice? Wrath. We think it's only the big things that hinder us with God. I think it's the little foxes.
Yes,
oh, the big things are bad. But see, we'll confess those in a hurry. Oh, God, I messed up. Boy, Lord, I made a bad mistake. Please forgive me. You all right? But the little things, we'll let them pile up, and we think everything's okay with us and God. And every time you pray and God's going, la, 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 la. Don't talk to me till you get it gone. Amen. So, preacher, I get right, but I can't stay right. Join the Can't Stay Right Club.
Yeah.
We'll get you a t-shirt. I'm a lifetime member.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right, bro. Amen.
That's why prayer should always start with confession and repentance. Amen. We're human. We're going to mess up. Whew. Our desires must be His desires. Our doubts need to be removed. Our debtors need to be forgiven. Our debtors need to be forgiven. Listen, Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6. I'll hurry. Ain't nothing worth watching on TV tonight, no how. That's what you'd be doing unless you're Pop. The only one I know would probably really be in the bed if he's at home. Matthew chapter 6, look at verse 14. You say, what do you mean my debtors must be forgiven? The Lord said, are y'all there? For if ye forgive men their trespasses. That little word if is a big old word, ain't it? My granddaddy used to say, if a bullfrog had wings, he wouldn't bump his little rear end when he jumped. If's a big word. That means that what's about to be said is conditional on that if.
Yeah. Amen.
For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Stay with me just for a minute. Remember, our sins and our iniquities have separated between us and our God, right? Do y'all believe that? I believe it. I believe, brother, when we really want to see heaven move and shake heaven, get hold of the horns of the altar, and get answers to prayer in our life, we need to be right. I can't get right if I'm holding it against somebody else.
Amen.
I called my daddy Sunday afternoon. We talked for a good while. And I told him, I said, Daddy's people writing stuff on the internet. I just scared to death. He's all into that email and all that stuff and listens to me preach on our website. And I was just afraid he was going to see it. I said, Daddy, there's people on there saying that I hate your guts and I won't have anything to do with you. I said, I just want you to know I love you no matter what nobody puts on a website. I love you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If I really did hate my daddy, man, I couldn't expect to pray and have power of God on my life. Amen. I couldn't really expect to pray and see boys and girls get saved. See a church grow and God do miracles in people's lives. I need to be able to pray for that little Selena Englert girl. I don't know her, but I need to be able to pray for her. I can't be hating my brother and expect God to hear and answer my prayer. Amen. Somebody need forgiving in your life? Preacher, I've been praying and praying and praying and ain't nothing happened. Find out why. There's a reason. Why aren't your prayers being answered?
Amen.
Quit examining everybody else and see what it is. There may be a root of bitterness that you're just flat out denying.
Amen.
There may be an unforgiving spirit against somebody somewhere along the line that you need to get taken care of. And forgive them their trespasses. You know what that means? You got to forgive people that done you wrong.
Amen.
I preach that all the time because I live that. Y'all all right?
Amen.
I'm not bragging. Lord knows my heart, I'm not. I live that. Some of you sitting in this room know. You've come to me before and tried to apologize for stuff, and I said, oh, don't worry about it. Why? Because I forgave you before you ever even came. Life's too short to hold grudges.
Amen.
Walk around with your mad on all the time. Happy's a whole lot more fun. Me and Brother Freddie were talking, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, the other day, sometime. And I was telling him, boy, when I have something with somebody, like something between me and somebody, I can't sleep. I have anxiety. I'm talking about, I lay down in the bed and my heart will just pound.
Amen.
Killed, and my mind's going 1,000 miles an hour. And the devil puts the worst case scenarios in my head. And it can just be a little something. I mean, I'm sorry, I wished I was a tougher man, but I just cry like a baby. I can't stand it. I can't handle it. There's so much more freedom than just being right with each other.
Amen.
It just feels so much better.
Yes, sir,
when there's no animosity.
Amen.
There ain't no, you ever been in a room when people didn't, you know they didn't get along and that vibe was on? Y'all know what I'm talking about? You can feel it. You know what that is? It's spiritual wickedness, friend.
Yes, sir.
That's darts flying from the devil. That's them fiery darts. You can feel it. I felt it in funeral homes where it ought not be welcome because family can't even get along over a dead body.
Amen.
If you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. That's a little verse, but it's huge. Amen. Hate to beat a dead horse, you've heard it 10,000 times. Sometimes you need to forgive somebody for your sake.
Amen.
Whether they ask or not.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You're not interrupting me, honey. Come on. Our desires must be His desires. Our doubts need to be removed. Our sin and the weight
of the sin, the weight of the doubt needs to be removed. Our debtors must be forgiven. Lastly, and I'm done, our determination needs to be set. In other words, our minds are made up. Luke chapter number 18, verse number 1, the Bible said he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray. He didn't stop there. And not to faint. You know what faint means? We think about passing out. It just means quitting. He said, I ain't changing the Bible, but he said you ought to pray all the time and not quit. That don't mean I pray 24 hours a day. Nobody does. But we can live in a spirit of prayer. Does that make sense? There's always a communion going on there. And don't ever quit. What if we'd have fainted on Ashley? What if we'd have fainted on some of these other things that we've seen God do? Brother Warren's daughter-in-law, Tanya, stroke on both sides of her brain. She's walking around talking. God did that.
Yes, sir, bro.
Donna Massey. I'll never forget standing in that hospital. And Clint standing there, mountain of a man. And very much a man. Tears running down his face, and he pulled that Bible out and he said, let me show you what God gave me.
Amen.
Let me show you what God gave me. I said, let me tell you what God just gave me. Through you, amen. I came home, I believe that was a Wednesday. I'm not sure. But I know next time I was at church, I preached what God gave me. Amen. Not to faint. Not quit. Sometimes it's easy to give up when it looks impossible. But what we think such a big deal ain't always a big deal of God at all. Listen, remember, he said, let there be. And it was. When we think about God creating the heavens and the earth, he didn't get out a shovel and tools. He spoke. He spoke creation into existence. He spoke you and I into existence. And you think he can't handle a tumor?
Yes, sir.
A jobless situation? A lost loved one? A marriage that's out of whack? An addiction? I don't care. Whatever the case may be. He can handle it. Let's don't quit. Let's don't quit. Brother Freddie's dad, I don't know if he's on here tonight, but Fred Young has been on this prayer sheet as long as we've had a prayer sheet. I don't know why. I forget what conversation it was, but something just in my heart told me, I think he's okay. But we don't know that for sure. He's never come out and said, I got saved, right? So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep praying for Fred Young. I'm not going to faint on him.
Amen.
I'm not going to faint on him. Amen. Let's don't faint on each other.
Amen.
Let's don't faint on our church. Let's improve our prayer life.
Amen.
Let's work on our desires being his desire. How do we do that? You got to love him more. You got to love him more.
Amen.
The more you love him, the more all that matters to you will be whatever he wants. Lord says, where you want to go tonight? Wherever you want to, Lord. What do you want to do today? Whatever make you happy, Lord. Amen. I guarantee you ain't a soul in this room that don't need help right there. Amen. Let's make our desires his desire. Let's do our best to remove our doubt. Amen. Let's lay aside the weight. Let's get rid of the sin. Let's forgive our debtors, and let's make up our mind we ain't quitting.
Amen,
we ain't quitting.
You listening to me? Amen. We ain't quitting. Let's stand there.